Hi, I'm Alyssa.
I'm Jenna.
And welcome to Sincerely Your Best Friends, a podcast about life and advice for people who don't seem to have a best friend or are miles and miles away from theirs like us. We're here to help you and have a good time while we do it.
All right, let's chat. Hi guys, welcome back to episode number 7 of Sincerely Your Best Friends. Today's episode is kind of going to be a light one. Yeah. last week's episode was a little...
We got deep.
A little deep. I listened to it yesterday and I was like crying again as I'm listening to it. I'm like, God.
I know. But, I've felt like I was like emotional, but also like laughing a lot during that one too.
Yeah.
So it was a good
episode.
Yeah.
So this week's episode, we're going to talk about like your spring cleaning, of your life, your environment, just to get your mindset on the right track for the next season, I guess.
Yeah. Just a good decluttering all around.
Oh, yeah. So I made a list of things. So I guess going right into it, I'd say the first thing you should really, like, do is, like, deep clean your apartment, your house.
Yeah,
like, down to the window panels, like, washing
it. The baseboards, like... Open the windows. You got all that stale-ass winter air in there. Like, air the place out. Yeah, you really got
to... Pull that fridge out and get all the shit. I still have to do that.
Oh, I don't want to do it because I just know the dog hair.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pain.
Can you physically, like, pull your fridge out?
Like, can I specifically do it?
Like, in an apartment, are you allowed to do that? I guess, right?
I think so. Yeah, you just gotta, like, shimmy it out. It might be better to, like, shimmy it out a little bit and then, like, do a duster down there.
Oh, that's true.
But I know with, like, the coils and stuff just from working for apartments, like, it's you should be, like, cleaning back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
It's okay. I've never done it either, so that's on the list for me too.
Yeah. So like deep cleaning your apartment, like taking your blinds down, washing them, your curtains, your shower curtain,
mm-hmm.
and just like
the mats like in your bathroom on the floor. I wash those pretty frequently, but
yeah, I got white ones and they get
same. They get dingy fast.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you gotta declutter your space and clean it really well because I feel like even if like a mental declutter is on your agenda,
mm-hmm.
like you need a nice, calm, clean physical environment to help with that. So
I know when I'm like in a funk or whatever,
mm-hmm.
the first thing I do is like clean.
Yeah.
Cause it just like, when my apartment is a mess, I'm a mess.
Same.
And I'm all in shambles and it's just never good.
I'm the same way. Like you can tell my mental clarity from my space for mm-hmm. sure. Like if everything is in shambles, then so is my noggin.
Your noggin. That also goes into, like, it's probably, I know for me, because in North Carolina, it's getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to be wearing sweaters anymore. So, like, I think, was it last weekend or the weekend before I swapped out all of my summer clothes and my winter clothes? And the trick with that is, like, don't just throw everything in a bag and shove it under your bed. Mm-hmm. Like, really evaluate the shit that you didn't wear
mm-hmm.
that season. So then next season, you're like, you're good, you know? I got rid of, like, I think a bag of clothes.
I cleaned out my closet, but also I don't, like, have the space in this apartment to, like, switch over seasons. So like my winter and summer stuff is like all out all the time. It's also because it's like 75 one day here and the next day it's 30. So I need access to both things. But I got rid of 3 bags of clothes.
Damn.
And yeah, it needed to happen. But I'm pretty sure it's all organized really well in here too. So
I like that. That is that a romper or dress?
It's a dress from Amazon, actually. What? And it's got a
wait, pull it down. Let me see it.
Like a little low V. Let's see.
Like sorry, everyone. Alyssa's sitting in her closet. Oh my god, that's so cute.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was only like $20. I could send you the link. It's very comfortable.
Yeah, that's really cute. Yeah, send me the link. That's a good like work dress.
Yeah, I wore it the weekend that Tom proposed to me, like that we were with family. I wore it out to a winery.
Ooh, that's a good winery dress too.
Yeah, it's a all around good one to have. But yeah, you kind of have to like, I know I fall into the mental trap of like, I don't want to get rid of this because I might wear it this one time, this very specific outfit. But then I'm like, okay, but you bought it 3 years ago and you haven't worn it.
Yeah.
So I just get it in the bag, go into Goodwill because it's not, I'm never going to wear it. No more justifications, especially because I'm the type of person that has any new thing going on, I'm going out to buy an outfit for
it. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely one of those.
Yeah, so I don't hang on to dresses that I'm like, I could wear this to a wedding because I'm like, no, I'm just going to buy. Like, I have 4 weddings to go to. I'm buying 4 new dresses. I know.
Oh, yeah. That's like the beginning of the year. I bought, like, I was inspired by TikTok. I'm, like, obsessed with TikTok. Same. Like, I love, like, the restocking TikToks and, like, the organizing.
Yes.
And when they, like, bought all or, like, they get all, like, the matching containers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the spices.
I have those.
Right? So, I did that with my, like, cabinets and my spices. And then my mom came over and we, like, took everything out of my closet because I got a bigger bed. And I needed to get rid of my dresser, so I needed to, like, reorganize my closet to fit everything in. And I was really good about, like, if I haven't worn it yet, like, just get rid of it. And I got rid of, like, 5 or 6 bags of clothes.
Yeah.
And I still have a shit ton of clothes, but, like, that was such a relief.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're not gonna wear it, or, like, if you had it for a couple seasons, just get rid of it.
Yeah, and I think, like, this year, now that I'm starting, like, I cleaned everything out. I love shopping, so I go every time for, like, the new season. So I have so much, like, summer stuff I want to buy right now.
Mm-hmm.
So my deal with myself is whenever I do my, like, big summer shopping thing, I will evaluate all my current summer clothes before I cycle in the new ones and go through that, like, that's when smart. I'm doing that, because I'm the type of person that when I have new clothes, like, I want, that's my rotation. I'm going through the new clothes. So I need to really, like, cycle through stuff for sure.
I had, like, a drawer full of, like, you know, like the Old Navy Luxe tees.
Yeah.
I had a whole drawer, like, every single freaking color of those things, and I got rid of all of them because I haven't touched them in, like, a few years. But I'm like, it's a basic, like, I can layer with it.
Mm-mm.
When the hell am I layering?
No.
Like, besides.
I think you only need, like, 3, maybe 4, like, go-to basic t-shirts, and it should be all the neutral colors, white, tan, black, and maybe navy if that's your color, but that's not one of my colors, so I would only do the 3.
Yeah, but that's definitely like a big stress reliever, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And even like your bathroom, like, you gotta clean out all those like products that are expired.
Yeah.
Like,
clean out under the sink, like we were talking about that one that one episode, like, we will make sure everything in the front is neat, but behind it is just chaos. Yeah. It's time to take it all out, scrub it in case, like, I know I had, like, a bottle of dry shampoo, like, explode before that I had to take everything out and clean it. So it's time to, like,
dry shampoo in here. Damn, that must have been a mess to have to clean.
It was everywhere and sticky.
Ooh.
I hate it.
Sticky.
But I also, like, if I have designated time to clean my physical space, I find it's, I will, like, throw on a sweatshirt, throw on sweatpants, work like crazy cleaning, like, the apartment or something, and then I'll shower afterwards. So then after the shower, I am clean, the place is clean, and I can just relax. And it just feels like your whole day is washed off of you, and you're just like, oh, it feels very like zen after.
And like, I know this should happen like every week, like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Clean your apartment, like put everything back like on a Saturday or a Sunday. Get everything back organized, mm-hmm. and, like, you'll feel better, and you'll feel, like, ready to tackle the week.
Yeah. I think one thing I'm definitely trying to be better with is putting things back where they belong after I use them. Because, like, I might use my laptop on the couch and then set it on the counter, but, like, I need to just get used to putting it back in my room on the charger and, like, I've been focusing on that for the last couple weeks, and I've found, like, when it comes to Sunday and I'm trying to reorganize and clean a little bit, like, I have a lot less to organize because mm-hmm. I'm getting better with just putting things back where they belong.
Yeah. And what I've also found is, like, not waiting until Sunday to clean everything. Mm-hmm. Like, yesterday I did all of my grocery shopping and I cleaned, like, as much as I can. Like, I vacuumed, I mopped. So then today, I could kind of relax a little bit, and, like, I didn't, like, get up and rush to go anywhere. Like, I was able to sit and, like, drink my coffee and, like, hang out, and it was nice to not have to, like, have this laundry list of stuff to do and feel like your Sunday is, like, all over the place, mm-hmm. and then, like, you don't even have time to relax to get ready for the next week.
Well, and I found that that was harder when I hated my job, to have, like, a Sunday where I was so focused on, like, really, like, working, just in a mm-hmm. different sense. Like, I'm just doing more, like, manual labor, cleaning the house or apartment.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't help with feeling burnt out because I wasn't getting, like, my relaxation time in at all before I had to go to the job that I freaking hated on Monday. So it, like, doesn't help the Sunday scaries, like, at all.
Did you work on Saturday?
I worked Saturdays and Sundays in the afternoon. So I would work, like, 11 to 3. So I would get home at 3 and clean and tidy up and stuff.
Did you have any days off?
I had 2 during the week, but I was so mentally burnt out from work that I was very, like, I was of no use those days. I literally would just, like, be a vegetable on the couch or go shopping to make myself feel better. That's another thing. I feel like you need to know how to cheer yourself up because people will bash the shit out of retail therapy, but if you have it under control and it makes you happy, you do that, boo. Yesterday, I bought 3 books. It made me feel great.
I saw your, I saw your TikTok. How many did Tom walk out with?
1.
Oh, damn it.
And it was a cookbook for both of us.
Oh, that was funny. What books did you get?
I got this one called The Hormone Imbalanced Bible that I want to read, just to, like, figure out how to more naturally balance my hormones from getting off birth control. And there's, like, a lot of things in it, too. Like, people like you could struggle to lose weight and not even know that it could be a hormonal imbalance, like, contributing to it. So mm-hmm. I just want to know more about that stuff in my body. And then I got The Power of Now. You might have heard of it. It's a very popular self-help book, and everyone swears by it, and I just haven't had the chance to read it yet. So
you'll have to send me the cover.
Yeah, it's like green. It kind of looks very early 2000s, like the cover. And then I got this book called The Last Train to London, and it's about European children during Nazi Europe time, like trying to leave and stuff. So it looked really interesting, so I got that one too. Because I have to balance. I'm very much a nonfiction reader, but I have to work in some fiction and vice versa. I have to have a good balance of both, or else my brain gets too tired. Or I just get in La La Land if I read like seven fiction books back to back.
I'm sorry with all the TikTok references. Yeah. Someone posted on Instagram, and someone did a TikTok, and it's something about how you're older and you still have to like double think like nonfiction and fiction. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I did that. I do that too.
Yeah. It was like in Barnes and Noble yesterday, and I'm looking at all the signs, and I'm like, I think it would be over here. And Tom's like, you said it was nonfiction. And I just look up, and all the signs on these like seven bookcases said fiction. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess it is somewhere else.
You're standing in front of the Harry Potter saga something.
I'm staring at Harry Potter looking for The Power of Now. Tom's like, yeah.
What's the, TikTok where they like have like something pointing them.
Oh, they're like ring-a-ding-ding.
Yeah. Oh god.
Oh, I know. I live on TikTok.
It's pretty bad, but
I found though that TikTok, you see a lot, like it's a lot of content getting thrown at you, but that has allowed me to actually like declutter my time and cleanse my time on other mm-hmm. social media apps. Yeah. So, like, I don't spend as much time on Instagram and Facebook and everything because I'm just usually scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah, and TikTok is like a feel good. It's not like you're comparing mm-hmm. yourself to anything.
Yeah, it's like you're either learning something new, learning something you want to buy, or just laughing.
Yeah. Do you remember the early TikTok days?
Oh, I can hear, like, those songs, like, from March of 2020, and I'm like, oh.
Trigger warning.
It's a whole different world.
I follow this girl, and she's kind of got crazy eyes. I don't know if I've ever sent you any of her videos, but they are hilarious, and she, like, loves Dunkin' Donuts.
Aww.
And I got to send you it. I don't even know what her name is, but she is freaking hilarious. Actually, let me look it up so I can plug y'all. Not plug y'all, but if you need a good laugh. Oh, and then there was another one who's like, I'll send it to you too. She's another Dunkin' Donuts stan. And she's like, I don't know if you've seen it. She's like, gets her Dunkin' Donuts.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Is her name Christine? She has blonde hair.
I think the first one? Yeah. Yes. I think so.
I love her.
Christine.
She uploaded a video the other day. It was like duetting someone. In this other video, the person's like walking by their fridge. And she said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, go back. How the hell we talk about the fact you labeled your refrigerator the fridge? Yes. I love her so much.
The bangs. Did you watch the bangs?
Yeah.
I freaking died. Oh, God. She's funny.
She's funny. And then if you need a good chuckle, Along Came Abby is the funniest little girl ever. Like, she is just hysterical.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
She had this whole video on St. Patrick's Day. And she's saying Shamrocks, but she's a little kid. And her dad's like, who's Sam Rocks? And she's like, no, not Sam. Not Sam. She goes, Sham, but she's saying Sam. It's just...
Oh, that's so cute.
It's so funny. And she's like, you don't understand what I'm saying. And then at the end, she's like, let me tell you what. It was on a piece of paper, and it doesn't matter. And she just left.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Kids are hilarious.
Yeah. So definitely have some things in your rotation that make you giggle and make you feel good, whether it's shopping or scrolling through TikTok.
The other Duncan one, she's like, gets her Duncan and she like examines the color. She's like, this doesn't look like the right color. And then she like stabs her straw in it and like stirs it around. She's like, this tastes like murky swamp water or something like that.
Is that one a brunette?
Meg, yeah.
Okay, yes, because she uploaded a video once that came up on my For You page, and I saw it, and I was like, I think this girl's a Taurus. Like, I feel like we have the same personality. And then she had uploaded one, like, 4 days later, and she's like, oh, it said, like, Taurus. It was, like, one of those things that rotate on your head. And I was like, I knew it. I knew it. Like, how could I tell from her one video that we were both born in May?
That's funny. She's a riot.
Yeah, she's hysterical. She took a sip. She's like, it's okay. And then she took another sip. She's like, is it?
If you, like, love Dunkin' Donuts, like, I love Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' mm-hmm. over Starbucks 100, you would 1,000%. Know exactly her feelings whenever she takes a sip of her Dunkin', mm-hmm. because sometimes it tastes like ass.
It literally tastes like swamp water.
Or it's, like, the perfect coffee you've ever tasted.
Yeah. There's but no, it like, still happy always medium. Beats Starbucks, because Starbucks coffee drinks suck. Starbucks coffee sucks, and I don't care what type of shit that gets me in. Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
Legit tastes like burnt-ass beans.
Yeah.
I could do their, like, chai tea lattes and that stuff, but...
If I could get Dunkin' iced coffee, no. Dunkin' cold brew. Cold brew over iced coffee, 100%. Mm-hmm. With a Starbucks sweet cream cold foam, then I would be in heaven.
If you weren't opposed to going to both places, could you get a cup of the cold foam?
Be a weird request, but probably.
I mean, they don't have to know what you're doing with it.
That's true.
You could test it out.
So there's our coffee
rant.
I freaking love coffee. I gave my Keurig to one of my friends because I drink like 3 cups maybe in the morning. So I gave my Keurig away and I bought like a regular like pot coffee maker. I bought Dunkin' Colombian, not the regular, the Colombian. And it is like chef's kiss. Like, it's like I'm drinking liquid gold every morning.
This makes me feel so, so good because Tom, back when we were like visiting like my parents, maybe for like a weekend from college, we would, like, wake up the morning we were driving back to Albany, and we would stop at Wegmans and get coffee and donuts. And that got Tom obsessed with their donut shop blend. So my parents...
Wegmans?
Yeah. My parents and Tom's parents are always sending us boxes of the Wegmans donut shop.
Hell yeah.
Because we just love it so much.
Do you guys have a Keurig or do you have a pot?
I actually registered for a... Keurig for our wedding that's both, so you can do single cups, nice. But you can also do a pot.
That's really nice.
Yeah, because we just like hated, like, if we had family over and we were like, okay, you want dessert, like, does anyone want coffee, we're like, okay, let me just pump out 6 single cups of coffee in this Keurig. We could just make a whole pot.
Yeah, we'll move on after this, but yeah. the hardest thing with like a pot coffee maker is the measurements.
I don't get it.
Mine came with like a scoop.
Yeah.
So I was just like scooping the shit in there and I finally figured it out. But Connor has like this $400 coffee maker. And he has a scale and he measures out like his, he weighs his coffee. And I'm like, just eyeball it. Come on. And he's just like, oh my God, he's a coffee snob.
Oh my God.
But the measurement is key because you could either have a really shitty cup of coffee or.
It's either
like,
going to be weak or really bold or it's going to be perfect.
I went to, I think it was over Thanksgiving break. And, you know, I know my coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom has a coffee maker.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out the measurement. And I put like 10 scoops of coffee in, and it was like black. And there was like the coffee sediment, like in, like you were drinking. It was so bad.
Yeah. I'm thankful for Tom because usually he'll like, he'll either make the pot of coffee or. I'll ask him every single time. I'm like, wait, how many scoops was it? I'm like, if we're making six cups, how many scoops is that? And he's like, I do between like 9 and 11 or something, or like for the six cups on the coffee machine. And I'm like, okay, I just go with it. Cause it's a light roast. So
okay.
Like for it to be a 9 scoop of coffee, it's like the perfect flavor.
I think I do for a 6-cupper. I don't know if they're tablespoons, but I do 6 scoops.
Mm-hmm.
And like 6 in it, like a half or a little. Some more.
One
a
for
little.
Good measure.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Well, and I think that whole like process, I've come to the conclusion that I have ADHD as an adult. And. Just a lot of things contribute to that, but I can't even count 9 scoops before I'm like, my brain is going somewhere else. And I'm like, wait, what number was I on? So every pot of coffee I make could be 11 scoops, could be 9, could be 6. I don't know. I lose track.
That's funny.
I'm like 1. And then if Tom's trying to talk to me, I'm like, wait, I'm scooping. Like,
stop talking.
What number?
Then you
got to
scoop it out of the coffee maker.
I gotta start over.
Oh, gosh.
So back to decluttering.
Yeah. On like along the lines of like retail therapy, I put buying after you declutter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to after
Only
you
after.
Declutter. Only after. Order some like cute new spring items or like some outfits that make you feel confident mm-hmm. and inspired and like feel good.
Yeah.
Because I think that's key.
Yeah, especially, I feel like especially with, like, the spring and summer seasons because you're, like, going out more.
Yeah.
Like, fall, I could buy sweatshirts and sweaters, but I'm really just inside, so I don't really focus on, mm-hmm. like, what it looks like. I'm just like, okay, yeah, this is a cute sweater. I feel good in it. But, like, if you want to – I know we're all thinking this, like, I want to look good and then, like, I could wear this for a picture for Instagram type thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
If I'm with friends and we take a picture, I'd look good in this, that type of thing.
Like so. A brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Brunch fit. Day drinking fit.
Yeah.
Shopping fit. I feel like you need to have, like, a few, like, brunch day wears.
Mm-hmm.
Day wear, not wears. Maybe like a night outfit, like something to wear to dinner.
Yeah.
And then maybe like a couple. I mean, I know swimsuit season's coming up for us Southerners, but like maybe a swimsuit or like a cute little workout set that you could like run in errands and stuff in or something like that.
Yeah. Like I would break it down like. If you had, like, one busy day where you were getting brunch, then you were running errands, getting brunch, then going out for drinks, an outfit for all of those things. So, like, kind of just break down if you had all those plans in one day. You want mm-hmm. a go-to outfit for all those things that you feel really good in. I think something good to do, maybe even before you declutter, like, your house or clean it, this is good for, like, physical decluttering or mental decluttering. You have to, like, find a list system that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, you can make a list of things, like, breaking down each room, what you want to do cleaning-wise, and have that. My friend Anna actually just, like, made a free download for, like, a spring cleaning, like,
List. Smart.
And she has even a section in there for your computer, like, things you can clean off your computer and what you can do to get that all running smoothly and cleaned out. But, like, something like that, but also, like, just mentally, like, having so much stuff in your brain is only going to make you feel more overwhelmed. So I, like, love the Notes app on my phone. Like, just create a list. It doesn't even matter if you never go back to it. It's out of your head.
Yeah.
So you don't have to look at it.
That was, I put, like, writing down, like, your next set of goals, like, for spring. And you can incorporate that list into, like, your goals, like, I want to accomplish this in this room, this in this room. And then it makes it look like after you complete those, like, that you're, like, making strides towards your spring goals and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I made like, my little bucket list one on my phone the other day because I was just, like, hit with all these thoughts, like, oh, I want to do that, I want to do that, I want to do that. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to forget that I want to do all these things by next week. So I just started making a list of random things, like, write a letter to this person. Then there's some reach ones, like, I want to meet Jerry Seinfeld. Like, I know I'm gonna do that.
But I'm gonna do that next week.
Probably won't happen, but it's on there.
Manifest it. Yeah. I was listening to I posted it on my Instagram. I don't even know how to say his last name. It's Andy Frisella,
maybe. I saw the title of it. I didn't see his name when I saw the story.
Very intense man, but very smart.
Mm.
And he was talking about manifestation and everything. And, like, he manifested the shit out of his life. And he's, like, he's up there.
Yeah. I mean, it's exciting. I was reading through a notebook that I use every day or every week for work, and I make my to-do list in it. But I was looking back and there were, like, manifestation notes to myself from, like, what I'd want from a year from now. And literally, like, 4 of the 5 things I have.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild.
And I read them out loud to Tom. I was like, how weird is this? And, like, back in, like, last April, I wrote, like, being a good dog mom to Coop and new puppy. And we didn't get Cosmo until October. I didn't even, like, we weren't even on the wait list until August, so
that's wild.
It was just very weird. There were a lot of things that lined up like that, so that's what I'm saying. Like, even if you're writing down your manifestations, it's cool to, like, go back and look and see what you have, like, forecasted for your future.
Manifestation is very trippy. It works, which is the trippy part.
Yeah.
I manifested this apartment.
You did? Cool. Wait, I remember this story. Yeah.
The price was, like, way too high. And I literally, religiously, every single day I went to work, I was like, I will be living here. Like, in the name of my apartment. And I toured and the price is too high. And then I randomly looked on, like, a random, like, Monday, and the price was, like, in my budget, and I, like, called them. I was like, is this right? Like, am I being punked?
Yeah, right?
They're like, yeah, that's right. I don't know why it's that price, but it's right, because it was significantly lower than, like, everything. So, it works.
It really does.
You least expect it.
Yeah.
But,
and I don't think you realize that. I mean, it happens, and then you're like, wow, this is, like, everything is lining up for me. But then I feel like a month later, you're like, I think I'm, like, that I manifested that, you know? It doesn't hit you. Like, you don't walk in and you're like, I manifested the shit out of this. I guess just, as more things like that happen to you, you probably can pick up on it faster. Yeah.
That's what he was saying in the podcast, that like people don't believe in manifestation, but like they'll say things that they want or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get it and they're like, wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's like, no, brother, you just manifested it.
What a coincidence. I won the lottery.
Yeah, right? Gosh.
No, but I feel like a lot of the people who don't believe it are the ones that are, they are more like negative spoken.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like everyone who believes in it knows that it works and like uses it to their power. Other people just like don't really want to acknowledge it, and then they just don't see how much their life can change if they just were to do it.
Right. People think it's like witchcraft or something. Yeah. Oh gosh. But along those lines, like I said, write your updated goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you had your goals from New Year's, and those can right. still be goals, but you should be like starting adding a few new goals, like yeah. as your year continues or whatever. So writing those goals down and then like creating a routine to like make those happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I think like I know there's always talk around New Year's, like how no one like sticks to their resolutions. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that goes back to like our discipline versus motivation talk, but also it goes back to not bringing the goals in a manageable chunk. So say yeah. for like New Year's, your overall goal could be to have a better workout plan and be more active. If you have the discipline to get to like the springtime and you realize, oh, I've been more active, like I've gone to the gym like 3 times a week, then your new goal could be like, maybe I wanna mix in some walks in my week. Mm-hmm. And like be either like extend my workout plan or like try out Pilates, try out cycle bar, like things like that. Like yeah. it could branch off, it could be something totally different but branch off like the same bud of a goal. Yeah.
And also like taking a look ahead of like the next few months and kind of planning that out, because
mm-hmm.
we are approaching like wedding season and like different things that are coming up, like bridal showers, baby showers, all of that yeah. stuff, like, and just getting like a handle on like your next few months, I think it's going to help keep you sane.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times, especially like as younger adults, you kind of just like want to take the months like as they come, and then the month comes and you're like, oh, I have 2 weddings and a bridal shower this mm-hmm. weekend. I got to buy flights for all of them. And then you get overwhelmed. And then at the end of the month, you're like, I'm broke because
yeah.
like you didn't build in the plan enough
mm-hmm.
to expect all of that. Like yeah. you were expecting it, but you weren't like really expecting the commitment of all of it.
Yeah. As it's coming up quick.
Yeah. I know. Tom and I were talking about, he has a trip he's taking with the men in my family. So he has to buy flights for that. And then I have a girls' trip with the girls in my family that I have to buy flights for. And then we both have to buy flights for a wedding to Denver. And that's all before June.
Dang.
Yeah. So we were talking about that maybe yesterday, but I made a list in our phone and shared it with him and put like upcoming expenses and wrote those down. So we know those, and like mm-hmm. we want Cosmo to get fixed. Like that's on there.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could share notes.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, especially with like grocery lists and stuff. Mm. You can both add to it.
That's smart.
Yeah. Just things I thought about more on like the cleansing side for like mental stuff in the spring. I think when you're done cleaning your apartment, I believe you should have a place in your apartment that is a place of solitude for you. Like
mm-hmm.
a place that's relatively untouched and unbothered, that you can just like sit and be calm. Like, my place of solitude is definitely, like, my bedroom because mm-hmm. I can get away from the dogs. Like, I can just shut the door and lay in the bed or, like, fold laundry or something in here and remain unbothered.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to have, like, a place you can kind of, like, escape to within the place that you're living in 24/7. But also something I thought of was trying to meditate or like get as zen as you can by yourself. Like, I know something that really relaxes me is like listening to music and just, even if I'm cleaning while I'm listening to music or if I'm just sitting down drinking coffee, looking out the window, listening to music, mm-hmm. that calms me. So you have to have like a place and a thing that helps kind of ground you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, like walks help me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really think of like a place mm-hmm. like to think that would like calm you down.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I noticed it is because my first apartment, like, there wasn't really a place to kind of like get away.
Mm-hmm.
So like the kitchen's where I eat and I cook and the couch is where I'm sitting playing with Cooper watching TV. Like, it's all like stimulating for my mind, but there, yeah. like you kind of need a place where or a thing you can do to just shut off and kind of just ground yourself. That helps me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a problem with like going to sleep and like shutting my mind off. Which I've been more, I've noticed it more
mm-hmm.
and like, and then I like, so I'm like trying to sleep and then I'm like overthinking.
Yeah.
And like, I got to stop overthinking and I got to go to sleep. And then like, I just, it's just like a constant cycle all night and I just like, can't. Do you have any tips for that?
I used to do that a lot, like so bad. And I found it was like my anxiety for the next day a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I think trying to like implement some sort of routine can help. So every night at 9 o'clock, we take the dogs out, we make tea and we go in the room and we'll just watch like some documentary, drink our tea, whatever. And then by the time the documentary is like almost halfway over, like I'm tired and I don't have time to like, I don't have the capacity to be thinking about too much anyway. So I fall right asleep. Like, I don't really have, like, a lot of phone time built into my like, plan for my nightly routine. Mm-hmm. Just because I've found that having, like, the bright screen in front of my eyes keeps my brain more awake a little bit. So I usually try to, like, cut it all off by, like, 10:30, everything. And I'm, like, out, like, no tomorrow. But I would also say if you're overthinking, you kind of have to it's hard because I do it all the time.
I know, right?
I really feel like it comes down to like, what are you overthinking about, and is it something that's in your control, or is it something you're kind of just building up anxiety in yourself for? Because you kind of gotta learn how to hit the kill switch with it.
Yeah. That's good. I have to like evaluate that and see where the triggers are coming from.
Yeah, I found a lot of the overthinking was like being triggered by stuff I was seeing while scrolling through my phone laying in bed. Yeah. So like I'd scroll through stuff and then I'd be like, oh, that reminds me of this thought. And it like creates my brain's still awake and rambling itself. And then I would shut it off and it was more so when I was like really not in a good mental state with my job. I was overthinking all the time and not sleeping well.
I got to get better about like not looking at my phone right before I go to bed because
Yeah.
You're like scrolling through Instagram or TikTok and like things start coming and then that makes you think and it's just.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm.
Yeah. It's tough. And I mean, it's not to say you can't scroll through your phone at all.
Yeah.
Because I definitely still do, but I only do it for like 10 to 15 minutes. But since we watch like a show and I drink sleepy time tea, like,
yeah,
I'm usually falling asleep with my phone in my hand and I'm like, my brain's already shutting down because I had allowed those like a slow down type of time.
Does sleepy time tea doesn't have like that melatonin stuff in it, does it?
No, I don't think so.
That stuff makes me like have like wild dreams and I can't do it.
No, it's I'll send you the picture of the box. We literally have it every night. There's a green box that is just regular sleepy time, and I think it's just I definitely don't think there's melatonin in it. Because I don't know if they could sell food like that.
Probably not.
I think it would be like a gummy. But there's also Sleepy Time Extra, which is like one of our favorites because it has this valerian root. It is an ingredient in it. And that helps with like bloat and inflammation and everything. So you're gassy, but you feel good.
Is it like poop tea?
It's like gas tea. Like, you just fart.
You have no issues with that already. Farting.
So I just, you just let it rip, but you don't ever wake up feeling bloated or anything because you had that. So, yeah, I guess you don't realize, like, the benefits of it until it's, like, a regular
thing.
Yeah.
I'll have to try it out next time I take my Target trip.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture of the box. I'm going to have to start writing down a list of things I got to send you after.
I know. I'm starting Untamed, that book.
Yes. Oh, I almost bought that Barnes & Noble yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
I've thought you already read it.
Not Untamed, no. I have always wanted to read it. It's in my Amazon cart.
I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah.
I've been in the reading grind lately, which is good.
Yeah, that was one of my goals for the year. I think that also, too, helps you kind of declutter sleep. And well, that's actually originally, now that we bring it up, I would read before bed and that, like, puts you right to sleep.
See, I read and then I get on my phone again. Yeah. I just got to, like, hug my phone, like...
Well, it helps, too. So I have my phone on. I've told you this before. My phone automatically goes on Do Not Disturb at, like, 9:15 at night.
Yeah.
So I don't get any notifications until I'm, like, unlocking my phone and I see the little bubble. But I don't get any notifications, so it doesn't cause me to look at my phone for until I'm in bed. So yeah.
I have, like, my sleep timer thing.
Yeah.
But that starts at like 6:30, so sometimes I shut it off just because I go to bed so early.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to keep it on.
Yeah, maybe make it a little later so you don't shut it off.
Yeah. But all this sleepy talk is making me want to go to sleep.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, cleansing and cleaning is important. I think also, something for cleaning out your brain is try to learn to be decisive. I find, like, if I'm indecisive about a lot of things, then I feel like I kind of don't have control over anything.
Mm-hmm.
So try to learn the things you can be decisive with and learn the things that you really genuinely don't care about what way the decision goes.
Yeah.
That's
a smart way to put it.
Yeah, and then... Prioritize. Mm-hmm. If there's something you've needed to get done, like right now, I have a laundry list of things in my head. I have not legally changed my name, and I need to get the ball rolling with that.
Sheesh! I'm just kidding. So, I feel like a lot goes into that.
Well, yeah, and none of the Social Security offices are open, so it's all got to go through the mail, and you got to find a place that does certified copies and all that jazz, and I'm like, why?
I have no room to talk because I still haven't gotten my North Carolina license. I've been here for 3 years. I did make my appointment, though.
Yeah, I think it took me 2 years to get my Tennessee one. I didn't watch it. I also liked the New York one because I thought it was cool. It had the little, like, hologram picture. Yeah. And I liked it. I didn't want to get rid of it. And then Tennessee, the picture is in color. And I'm like, bro, ID pictures aren't terrible.
Yeah.
And New York was doing me a favor by having that shit in black and white.
Mine was so close to my face. It was like this. It was horrible.
My New York one, I remember my mom came home from work like a whirlwind. She's like, what are you doing? I was napping. My hair was in a bun. And my mom's like, we got to go down to take your permit test right now. So I went and then they were taking my picture. And I was like, well, I don't want my hair up for the picture. So like you could see the like
the lines.
Yeah. The little crease from having my hair up. And I was just so pissed at that.
That's funny. I was always told like you can't smile. So I'm like, mm-hmm. And the lady's like, you can smile. So I did like a weird smirk.
Oh, yeah. I had like a little like almost snaggle tooth because she's like, you can't do a full smile, but you can definitely like give me a little smirk. And I did it and I was like, there was like one little tooth poking out and I was like, oh my God. Oh,
that's hilarious.
But my Tennessee picture isn't terrible, but it's just in color. So you could see like my redness in my cheeks and my birthmark. And I'm like, forget about it.
At least she got rid of the snaggle.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm smiling or not smiling in it.
In your Tennessee?
Yeah, I don't remember. I want to say I'm not smiling, but then the thought of that makes me really uncomfortable.
Oh, gosh.
So this was more like a cleansing and just chitter chatter.
Chitter chatter. A real Duncan Stan episode as well.
Yeah, for sure.
But I hope it made you laugh. Made you smile.
Hope it's more relatable. It might just be called cleaning and cleanse and catch up. Hey. There we go. I say write lists, do a journal, find a sanctuary, a place you can get to. That relaxes you or an activity that does that and clean your apartment or home from top to bottom.
Organize your
clean your car.
Oh.
Clean your car out.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it's got a whole winter's worth of sweatshirts and water bottles in the back.
Straw wrappers. I got a lot of straw wrappers.
Oh, no, my cars are always so clean. I remember my mom had to turn in my Kia and the guy was like, oh, is this your car? And she's like, no, it's my daughter's. At the time, I was like 21 years old. And he's like, oh, how old is your daughter? And she's like 21. He's like, this car does not look like it belongs to a 21-year-old girl. Like, now I have like dog hair in it, but it really doesn't look like I live in my car or like I,
yeah,
stuff
I don't
in my car.
I don't like to keep shit in my car.
Mm-mm.
Like, I think I have one jacket, like, all the way in the way back, but
yeah.
That's about it.
I think I have a cardigan, and that wasn't even left there on purpose. I had it there, and I got too hot at work or something, so I just left it in the car. But then we went on a road trip with Cooper, and I saw it in there, and I shoved it in, like, the cup holder in the bottom of the back seat door. It's black. Like I totally forget that it's there until I'm like in here looking for it and I'm like, where the heck is that cardigan? I thought I threw it out, honestly. I had like 4 months there where I had no recollection of where
it was. And it's just shoved in a cup holder. Oh gosh. But yeah, organize your life. Moral of the story.
Yeah, just find ways that you feel like you can decompress and cleanse and do those things.
Yep.
It's not, I find the way, like when I'm really stressed, even just wandering Target helps me.
See.
Or the mall. I just love shopping. It makes me feel so good.
Target just makes everything better. We all know this.
Yeah. It really does.
I was like, back to TikTok. The people that like go into Target and buy like
a ton of stuff.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, guy.
I was behind this girl in Target the other day, and she must have been like, I want to say she was redoing a bathroom, but a lot of this stuff, there was a lot of like bathroom decor, of course, but there was like, I don't know what you'd call it, like a floor pom-pom thing that you would sit on, kind of like bohemian style.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe she's redoing like a guest bedroom or something. I don't know, but she had so much stuff, and I'm like, she's definitely, like, redoing a room. I've never been the type of person, I've never been able to just go to a place and buy everything I want for a room. And
absolutely not.
I have to buy it gradually and over time. I move with all my old stuff and start replacing stuff. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, this.
I would love to see how much she spent.
It was, like, $600. And I was like, man, you go, girl, like.
Holy sh!
But I was just puzzled because I'm like, is it a bathroom? Is it an office? Like, what are you redecorating? But she, maybe she was redecorating both, and she could have just moved into a house too. But I was like, man,
she God just bless pulled the you. Trigger on that.
Yeah, she manifested that.
I'm gonna start manifesting that.
Yeah, I mean, it goes from you're spending $20 in Target to $75 real quick. So I don't know how.
Well, like, I can easily go in and buy, like, things that I need, like trash bags, mm-hmm. body wash, whatever. And my bill's like $50. And I'm like, I didn't get anything that I wanted. It's yeah. what I needed. Ugh.
I went in for a bag of dog food the other day, and I left with a t-shirt and shorts for myself too. It was like $75 for those three things.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get anything else? No, I think it was just those three things.
That's not.
No, I did get something else.
Okay.
It's gonna sound so psychotic, but I bought a baby bathrobe because it was so cute and I want to have it when I have a kid. It's shaped, it's an elephant bathrobe, and the hood has ears and a little trunk.
Oh, that's cute.
And I've seen this thing for years, and every time I'm like, maybe I'll buy it the next time I'm there, they don't have it. And then the next time when I'm like, I'm definitely not going to get it, they have it. So this time, it was the last one hanging up. I was like,
it's meant to be.
I'm just going to get it because I can't live with myself if when we do eventually have kids, this thing won't exist. And then I'll be scrounging Amazon trying to find this infant bathrobe. So I bought it. Now it's sitting on my bookshelf.
We all know what a list is now manifesting.
Yeah. I also have a baby book of the Office characters.
Oh, that's cute.
Because it was, again, always sold out. So I was like, I mean, The Office might not even be as popular by the time I have kids.
Yeah.
So I want to have it.
That is true.
I've already read it twice, too, so.
It's in my routine of books that I read.
Yeah, it's in my cycle.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Clean your house. Clean your mind. Clean your life. Also, and feel free to cleanse your friends, too.
Cleanse yeah, your friends. Yeah, ain't out. Lying. Cleanse that shit out.
Yeah, you gotta sift not through relationships mm-hmm. who you want there, who you don't. And you definitely should be trying to do that
frequently.
Yeah, because people change and
yeah.
values change, and you should cleanse out your friends.
Yeah, maybe you need to cleanse out your boyfriend as well.
Yeah, you can even have to cleanse out some family members. Got to do what you got to do, but if you don't evaluate it, you're never going to know.
Connor, you're the first to go. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I asked him, I was like, have you listened to the podcast? And he's like, oh, yeah. It's the first thing I listen to every day. I'm like, Connor, such an ass.
such a Connor answer.
Right. But don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, rate, leave a comment. Did I already say that?
Yeah.
Rate.
You said that too. Follow, like, share, subscribe.
Let us know what you want to hear.
Leave us any ideas, because we're coming up to the end of season one and we'll need season two. Also, we are going to have a form for you to fill out if you want to be a guest on our show. You just would put in basic information and then what you would want to talk about, what you would want
your social security number, your birthday,
all that stuff. Yeah, just we'll have that form and we'll post about it when we do. So if you want to be a guest, you can do that.
And stay tuned on our IG. We're going to get a little facelift happening. Yes. So make all sure you are following.
Yes. And then our next episode, we have some ideas, but we're not going to share them because we change our mind too frequently to lock in the next episode title. So
we got to keep you on your toes, people. Yeah,
the element of surprise.
Oh, yeah. Well, have a good week.
Yeah. Bye.